I thought we looked flat from the start, and that's not what we've been getting off the girls in training the last couple of weeks. The girls have been going really well, but we look really, really flat. We started the game off, I thought, pretty good, the first 10, 12 minutes. Then we absolutely gifted Tyrone two goals, and we just never recovered. We went into half-time, there's a strong win there, and we never got back to the pitch. For me, we never got back to the pitch of the game. Tyrone were better than us, that's all I can say.
Did the breeze in the first half have any wild effect, do you think?
Well, there was a strong breeze, there's no doubt about it, and they kicked a couple of good scores, but it was the goals that done the harm. We had them pretty much well locked up, but we made two very, very poor errors. We had a free kick here 25 metres from goals, and we kicked the ball on top of the goalkeeper, and 5 seconds later the ball's back in the net. And like that's just errors by senior players, you know. And then you do that in a game, you're not going to win too many games.
You say flat, like, would it be fair to say that we didn't really see, maybe only in fits and starts out there today, that real attacking play that Donegal can? They produced it in the league final against Cavan. They produced it in the second half against Armagh last week. Probably not evident enough out there today.
Yeah, and again, we come out in the second half and we knew we had to get a fast start. Evelyn caught the ball off the throw-in. We got a goal in the point really quickly. You know, that took the score down, and you're thinking, right, we're right back in the game again. But again, Tyrone outworked us, and their energy was the better energy than us. And I'll get in trouble for this, like, but I thought Maggie Farley was shocking out there today. Like, we couldn't put a hand on a Tyrone girl out there, but our girls were getting mugged and not getting free kicks for it. So that doesn't help the situation either. But that's not why we lost. Okay, we lost because Tyrone were better than us on the day, and that's just as simple as that.
Totally different team maybe for Tyrone there today than they were in the league.
Yeah, but there may have been one or two differences there, yeah. But look, it comes down, like, the thing what you have to remember is, like, Tyrone have been getting ready for us for 5 weeks. Okay, we had a deal with Cavan in the league final, and then we had a deal with Armagh 2 weeks later, and now we've had I'm not saying we didn't tuck our A off the ball, like, but Tyrone have had 5 weeks to plan for us, and they showed it there the day, they were hungry there the day, and they deserved the win.
Listen, what's for Donegal now going forward? Look, we've an All-Ireland campaign to get ready for now, James. So, you know, probably a number of weeks off now. No Ulster final, probably break the momentum a wee bit, but back to the drawing board and maybe reflect on today.
Yeah, and like, we're blue in the face with the girls. Like, it's not ability is the problem. It's mentality and decision making, you know, and sometimes you have to make that hard run. And like, I look at Sean McFadden and Tara Haggerty and them girls, Rush. They just never stopped running the whole day. And then we have girls there that are maybe, you know, maybe have more legs than Sean or but it's a mentality. Okay, you have to, when the chips are down, you have to be able to pick it up. And it's going to come down to us. Like at the end of the day, I'm the man who picked the team, put the team out there, prepared the team. So I have to take a huge bit of the responsibility of that as well. Like, our team weren't good enough today, so we have to go back to the drawing board on what we done. Okay, did we do things wrong in the back room? And we'd have to address that as well. And if Donegal keep playing like that there, like, you know what I mean, we're the wrong people for the job.